Have you ever wondered what is the greatest resource God has actually given to man? I'm sure you are probably thinking about it right now. Today we're going to be talking about that. Hello, you're welcome once again to the Transformational Leadership Series with Tim. And today we're going to be talking about the most valuable resource God has given to man. For every man to actually be successful in life, for every leader to be able to strive in whatever endeavor or vision he has been able to put in place, that leader or that person is going to need a resource. What is a resource? A resource is an enhancer, something of which can bring about fluidity into what you are doing. An engine would need a whole lot of oil so that it can move very fast. Some rims is going to need a whole lot of rubber to be able to make a tire move smooth. That's how it's very important that resource is always given to man to be able to execute everything that he needs to do. What's the most valuable resource that God has given to man? The most valuable resource God has given to man is man. From creation, we were able to understand the standpoint of Adam. Adam had all the resources in terms of food, had all the resources in terms of the beauty of the garden. He had all the resources in terms of animal, but yet there was something lacking in the place of companionship until Miss Eve came along the way. The greatest resource that God has given to man is you and I. I help you and you help me. Leaders really need to understand the standpoint that as a leader, one of the most important things you must know is that you have to place a whole lot of value on humans. A leader is never going to be a leader without followers. And followers are never going to get anywhere without a leader. So we all need each other. Human being is the most appreciated and appreciable asset that God has given to human beings. With all this said and done, leaders can have great strategies, can have great visions, can have wonderful marketing skills, can have a very good level of high organizational stuffs. But without the respect of the value placed on human beings, you possibly might not just get to where you're going to. There must be a high value placed on humans. Most times when we get to watch movies where we get to have them preach about technology, you see them trying to incorporate a robot into like that of a human being. Why are they trying to do that? It's because they've come to understand that the standpoint of human beings is always the most potent standpoint. So they try to make a robot like a human being and try to make a robot feel and try to make a robot reason. That's because a human being will always need a human being. So irrespective of how much or how great your visions could be, irrespective of how great your strategies could be, it's being void of the most appreciated assets that God has given to man, which is people, which is a person, it possibly might not just get to where we're going to. So I just like to give 4 points to elaborate my point in the place of the most appreciated and valuable resource that God has given to man, his fellow human beings. Now, my first point is, people are an organization's most appreciated and appreciable asset. You would agree with me that machines can actually break down. You would agree with me that other things could fail. You would definitely agree with me that products could get spoiled. But you see, human beings, irrespective of how far human beings could actually be, they would still go a long way in achieving the organization's motives and policies. An organization would not put an head in a place and let the rest of the people be non-living things. Of course, they wouldn't do that. But they would put a living thing that can easily relate with what they are saying or what they want. So a leader must understand that the place of valuing the people that you lead, the place of valuing the customers that you get to talk to, the place of valuing the consumers that get to consume your product, the place of valuing the congregation that makes up your church is as important as your life, because they make up the greatest asset that an organization could have. Now, my next point will be from the place of the leader. Now, a leader must understand that people's skill is one of the most important assets you could ever have. Like I said earlier in my first point, a leader He's not a leader without a follower, and a follower will never get anywhere without a leader. We need each other. Now, being the fact that we need each other, we must know how to relate, operate, leverage on each other. So having a very good level of people skill is one of the most important assets any leader could ever pray to have. Having a good character to be able to leverage other people working effectively, very good. Having the right charisma to be able to bring about people to buy into what you have in mind, very good. So a leader must understand that people skill is one important asset you must have. So if there's anything you wish to build, aside the place of building your capacity as a leader, is build your people skill. You must know how to relate. You must know how to bring people in. You must know how to fill them in. You must know how to understand them. Moving up to my next point. Now, if you are good with people, you'll be able to lead a variety of contexts. What do I mean by that? If you are very good with people, being the fact that people, as much as they could be diversified, they all have a common goal. There are certain things that are very much common to human beings, which is the place of survival. Every human being wants to be great. Every human being wants to be successful. So if you are very good in understanding the concepts of the basics of human beings, what they easily want, what they would easily want to do, you would be able to lead them aright. Everyone that's going to walk into a tech career always wants to get to the prime of his career, in the sense that they want to build the best website, they want to be one of the best web developers. Now, you being a spearheading leader or a monitoring leader in that place, all you have to do is to make sure that they get the right resources, they get the right knowledge, they get the right environment to be able to grow, to bring about that vision. Now, once you have been able to help them do that, it's easy for you to lead them. Every congregation wants to grow spiritually. That's why they come to church. Every congregation wants to be blessed by God. That's why they come to church. As a leader, you must understand that, you have to preach the place of salvation to them. And you must also let them understand that God can also bless them as much as they are saved. So once you can successfully do these two things, of course, they would know that God exists and it will help your leadership as a leader. Now, my last point, you can have people's skills, you can have them and not be a good leader. But you can be a good leader without people skills. Every leader must understand that. You could have a very good people skills and yet you probably might not make a good leader, because there are definitely other ingredients into it. But you can lead right without the place of people skills. So as leaders, you must understand that value people. You and I, we are the best things that we have. Value yourselves. Be the best to yourselves. Encourage yourselves. Be there for yourselves. Get to help yourselves. Leaders will always thrive in their place of leadership influence when they place a very high value on the people that they lead, when they place a very high value on the people around them. I and you can make this world a better place. I and you can make our leadership more fruitful and more benefiting. All we need to do is to place a high value on the fellow human close to you. I want to believe that during this week, you'll be able to place high value on the people that you get to meet and maintain good relationships that can bring about success to your leadership. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast once again, and I trust you are blessed.